Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. Also, please check out our YouTube and Patreon pages. The links are in the podcast description. Lorenzo, today I want to ask you, have you ever heard of an adult tantrum?
Yeah, I've heard of them and I've witnessed them, yes.
That's what I was going to ask you next is, tell me about the last adult tantrum you witnessed. And what was behind it?
I saw a video the other day about, you know, somebody, I think it was in New York City. And I think that like a family there, like literally got into a fight with a hostess about like vaccine mandates or something like that for a restaurant. It started off as being, you know, aggressive and argument and tantrum and you can't do this to me. And it actually turned into something quite physical. I think that was the last one, literally within the last 12 hours, because we tend to see these all the time.
So, you know, there's that old, the effect where people say, like, even though kidnappings are lower every decade, people are more worried about their kid being kidnapped. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because anytime something happens, you hear about it on the news. And so you hear about every one of them versus you wouldn't have heard about them 50 years ago or whatever it was. Do you think that adult tantrums are becoming more common? Or do you think we're just hearing about them more because everybody has a phone in their pocket with a camera, or both?
I think it's both, because I think we're seeing them and hearing them more because everybody has a phone in their pocket. But personally, I've observed them more myself. Mm. So that would lead me to believe that it's both. It's actually being captured and it's happening more.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I just think there's been a lot going on over the last couple of years, first and foremost. There's a lot of things that are stressing people out. There's a lot of things that are, you know, there's a lot of divisiveness going on from a society standpoint. And I think that there's just a tone of kind of entitlement, you know, across everywhere, of just people feeling like that they should get things the way they want to get things, how they want to get things. And if that's not the case, then they have something to say about it and they make it quite public.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. I think there is I think the last 18 months have brought with it a complete lack of feeling in control of our own lives. You know, like even people who maybe have problems with where they are in life, they want to change things about it. There's an inherent kind of like, even if you don't want to openly admit it, there's an inherent understanding that you are in control for the most part of what happens in your life. And I think the pandemic has really made people understand that there is a lot that they don't have control over in their life. And that can be a jarring thing. And anything that is jarring or triggering is usually met with hostility. And, you know, when it's on a short enough timeline, you go punch a pillow. When it's for 18 months, eventually the pillow isn't good enough and it's got to be the hostess, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
So what I want to ask you is, do you think there's a leadership component when it comes to how to deal with these, and whether or not that is just condoning the behavior? Meaning, is there a way to lead in the face of this without making it worse, without you know, kind of adding fuel to the fire, but while also not allowing people to think that this is acceptable behavior? So I want to get your answer on that. But first, I want to give it up to Word for one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo. So if you witness an adult tantrum, how do you make sure that your people know that they are being supported and that you don't condone the type of behavior that's happening, while also understanding that the person throwing the tantrum probably wouldn't have done it 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it's a balance of two things. I think there's a balance of a little bit of empathy and grace along with respect. And so, you know, if somebody is throwing a tantrum and they have already been disrespectful to a person, an individual, an employee, a leader, another customer, doesn't matter. If we've kind of crossed the respect line, whether it comes to personal threats or physical behavior or things like that, there is no negotiation. There's nothing for us to talk about. It's time to go. And it is what it is. And we, you know, most organizations have policies and procedures and actions that you can take for things like that. I think in the cases that the respect thing is, maybe they're upset, they're frustrated, maybe they use a little bit of foul language, maybe they raise their voices, You know, like maybe there's a they're you know, they're emotional in the moment, but it's something that is, they're just kind of like outward expressing how they're feeling without, you know, causing either a disrespectful environment or physical concerns or things like that. Then I think it's having a dialogue and conversation and approaching it with a little bit of compassion and understanding and allowing them to kind of, you know, take a minute and either vent a little bit or kind of get it off their chest or be able to express themselves. But I think as a leader, it's important that we approach that with, you know, being very clear up front. Hey, I'm one of the leaders here. I am here to solve this and to understand what's going on. Something I'm going to ask for you, though, I'm going to ask for your respect, and I'm going to provide you with as much respect as I can give to you. Right? Like I'm going to give you respect. I'm going to ask for respect. That way we can get to a resolution here. If I have your agreement, let's move forward. Right?
Right.
I think that's so important to establish that if you are seeing or witnessing an adult tantrum, because I believe you want to give them the opportunity to either show respect and move this down a positive way to get to a resolution, or they can opt out right away and say, I don't care what you say, I'm not doing that. Well, then here we go back to step number one, which is you got to go, right? So like, because I think that's so important, especially when it comes to our people and those that we lead, you know, quite a few of them, if not all of them, really understand that sometimes frustrations and emotions are part of jobs when you are in retail, restaurant, hospitality, you know, even theme parks, you know, like, people are going to get upset. Things are going to happen. People will be frustrated. And most people understand that and they work through it and they have training and some skills to work through those situations. But I think it's super important that the minute that we feel that there's been a disrespectful moment or any concern of safety, that we're done and we're not negotiating and we're not providing that person with a platform to maintain control of the situation.
Right. So what you're saying basically is there's a difference between this policy is effing stupid or you're effing stupid. You know, that mm-hmm. there's a difference between those words, and it might seem subtle, but as a leader, one is one can be forgivable if there is a very serious, you know, retraction and kind of adherence to those respectful rules. The other is a line that once crossed, it can't be uncrossed, and you just got to try again on a different day.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, like, look, if we're at fault, if we did something wrong, whether it was intentional or not intentional, or we didn't follow the things, the steps that we're supposed to follow, we didn't, like, if we did something wrong, we also have to own that. And I think that in a lot of these situations, if we don't own it right away, that's what causes the escalation. If
right.
we try to pretend like it wasn't our fault, or we say, sometimes this happens, or blah, blah, you know, like if we try to make excuses or we're not, you know, willing to take the ownership, that's actually what causes more of it versus saying, hey, let me be really clear. We messed this up. We own this. We need to figure out a way to fix it to the best of our ability. That's what I'm committed to. If we don't do that right away, then we also have to give them probably a little bit more grace and understanding as they get frustrated, especially if we've done something wrong.
Right. I think values comes into play a lot here too. So I'll give you a perfect example. I think there are there were organizations out there. Let's take one of the things that have caused a lot of adult tantrums recently, and that's the concept of mask mandates, right? And so, you know, depending on where you go, you might have different rules, different laws, different procedures. You know, it's all different. There really is no consistency right now. There were a lot of organizations who they liked having the mask mandates in place from a law standpoint because they didn't it allowed them to not have to lead with their values. They didn't have to say, we think this is important to us. They instead said, these are the rules, you know, and that's a cop-out, but you can say that, and that's fine. But now that the rules are different from one place to another, now those organizations who said, these are the rules, well, now the rules aren't that case anymore. And so now what you're left with is people who are, if the employees think that there should be a mask mandate, or the organization thinks that there should be a mask mandate, but they never said, we think it should be a mask mandate because we value our employees and the safety of our customers. They never said it like that. They said it, those are the rules. Well, now the rules say you don't have to have it. So why do you still have it? And now you just come off as looking inconsistent. If you lead with your values and you articulate why something is in place to begin with, that might be a more difficult conversation to have in the short term, but it's a much easier conversation to have in the long term. And you come off looking like an actual leader as opposed to a person who just, you know, kind of follows whatever the rules are. Sometimes the rules aren't, you know, I don't want to say they're wrong, but they're broad. And individual circumstances are different, and that's what leadership is taking the individual circumstances into account and leading with the values as opposed to, you know, just following whatever the rules say.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.